live across the sunny coast.
Ellie, go away. Trying to sleep.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello, sunny coast.
Happy hump day. Let's get this bread this afternoon. Awesome show ahead of us. Not literally. I am hungry, though.
I'll take a dinner roll. How good are dinner rolls?
So good. If they're not overdone, I think if you can overdo a dinner roll and then they're a bit crunchy.
And if they're raw, not good. They have to have been in the oven.
Warm and serve them fresh out of the oven.
Yeah, crispy. And then you've got to have butter on it that melts too.
Let's get back to the show. So very soon we're talking, what did you adopt after a story about a lady with a platypus has hit the news? We're going to ask that question after 3:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, also on today's show, Words in Your Mouth Wednesday is back. Could win you a prize. It's the game where we gaslight you into saying what we're thinking. It's a bit of fun.
It's good gaslighting, not bad gaslighting. Yeah. And up next, we're talking dinner roll hacks. What's your dinner roll hack?
Should we throw the rest of the show out the window and do dinner roll hacks? If you've got a dinner roll hack, we'd love to hear it.
545-11919. No, up next, another food-related topic, though. Something is happening overseas with the Subway cookie, and I have to share it with you next.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Dad, right now I've got a message for anybody who is associated with Subway on the sunny coast.
Okay.
Whether you own a Subway or you work at a Subway or your son works at a Subway or your friend works at a Subway or you just love making a sub... And you just get behind the counter and you make your own sub.
What if you've been to a Subway? Because I have been to the one in Richardor, been to one in Kunda Park.
You'll love this.
Been to one in Currumundi.
If you've been to Subway, you're going to love what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Subway Canada has expanded its menu. They're now offering foot-long cookies.
Oh, it's a lot of cookie.
It's a cookie in the shape of the sub, the same size, the foot-long cookie.
So imagine eating the same size. Yes. So like...
Not just thickness.
Okay, so it's not like
length.
A bread roll. Of a cookie?
No.
Okay.
It is a thick cookie, thicker cookie, yeah. But they make it in the tray that's sort of shaped for their footlongs.
How many regular Subway cookies do you think would go into a footlong cookie?
Three. Maybe three.
Why are we whispering?
I'm just trying to work it out in my head. Three Subway.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, probably two and a half, three Subway cookies combining. It's only in the choc chip that they're doing it so far. It's for a limited time. They tested it in certain bits in the US. They're now doing it in Canada. There's a subreddit on Reddit for Subway from Australians demanding the foot-long cookie.
Oh, so you're not alone in your desire to try this foot-long cookie.
I would love to try it. No, people are saying Australia always misses out on all the fun, which I agree with. It's always overseas.
I think we're pretty fun, to be honest.
We're fun.
I have a ball, just generally, in life. Honestly, my weekends are great.
We miss out on the cool stuff, I think, though. This cookie needs to be added to the permanent menu. I must try it. I hope we get them in Australia. I'd love me a big cookie. Oh, and the pretzel. Apparently they do a pretzel in the Canada as well. To those that have tried it, does it taste good? And everybody says, yes, your country needs it wherever Australia is, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, look, I'm all for it because I love a fad and I would like to try it.
Yeah.
But is it, do you just eat three cookies and be done with it?
You
know?
Could.
Do you need it in long foot-long
It is a novelty. I would love Big Subway to reach out.
Like, oh, well.
And go, Ellie and Taz, why don't you come in and we'll do a one-off foot-long cookie for you. I'd love to be the first in Australia to try it.
All right, Big Subway, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Then get in touch, please. Hit us up on the socials, 919CFM.
Mr. or Mrs. Subway, whoever's at the top.
I don't think it's like Macca's. I don't think Subway is someone's last name.
It's not Ronald McSubway.
No, I don't think so.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9CFM.
Why don't you give us a call right now, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. If you've ever taken in an animal that wasn't yours, you've adopted one.
Maybe. What did you adopt?
Yeah, because a woman named Trish Lee Hong, she lives in Toowoomba. Mm. She's a wildlife biologist. And there was a platypus that was discovered in a Brisbane storm drain. Long way from home, right? If you're in a storm drain in Brisbane, I feel like that's a city platypus.
It just wanted to go to Queen Street.
Absolutely. I wanted to
buy
hit
some
up
shoes.
The valley, have a night out. But this poor thing was found in the storm drain. It's only 7 months old.
Yeah.
It's a long way from home. And now Trish is kind of bringing him back to life.
Cool.
The thing is,
I wouldn't know how to look after a platypus.
No, nor would I.
No.
Like, do you put it in
a
swimming pool?
Has that bill, you know, do you feed it bread like a duck?
Well, apparently not, because Torpedo, that's the name of the platypus.
Great.
Apparently costs $800 a week to feed.
Wow.
Right. Think of your grocery bill.
Yeah.
He's bloody tripling it.
No wonder he's in Brisbane looking for some cheaper food. Yeah. He can't afford it by himself.
He just wants to get a little kebab scrap.
$800 a week is insane.
Right. That's more food than I eat.
Wow. For
How many times am I getting Uber Eats that week? Might have to look at that. No, that is a very expensive thing. So, Trish, she's done the right thing. She's taken this platypus in.
Yes.
But it's costing her $800 a week.
So we're talking, what did you adopt this afternoon? 545-11919. Was it a baby bird? Was it a platypus? Was it a cat that didn't leave your back door alone and you just went, oh, okay, well, you're now ours.
Yeah. I just remembered caught a rabbit once. Well, I didn't catch the rabbit. It was a pet rabbit that had gotten out of someone else's house and into my house. And so I put a laundry basket on top of
it. You did?
Yes. This is all like a very vague story. I was really young.
Maybe you dreamt it.
And my parents were helping, I think.
Okay.
And we just left this washing basket on top of it while we figured out what to do with it.
Yeah.
And then we went back and it had broken through the washing basket and gotten away. Yeah. So I don't know where that rabbit ended up.
Was this in WA?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not allowed them here.
No. Pet rabbits are big over there.
Yeah.
I know.
Bianca from Little Mountain, welcome to the show.
Well, I didn't actually adopt. So the story goes, I do DoorDash with my little brother and we arrived at a house to deliver the food and there happened to be a rabbit at the door. When my brother took the photo to send to the person, they questioned us and said, where's the rabbit from? And he said it was there. It was there when we arrived. I thought it was yours.
Oh, my gosh. It's just this mystery rabbit. He was waiting for the Guzmany Gomez. Thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was too.
So did they just think that you had come to drop off the food with your pet rabbit and you've just got it in the
photo? I'm not sure, but it was quite funny. We had a good laugh about that one.
Oh, that is so funny. I'd give you 5 stars, Bianca.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rabbit
with my food.
Thank you, Bianca.
Yeah, this is all because a wildlife carer has adopted a platypus that was found in a Brisbane stormwater drain.
Yeah.
It costs $800 a week to feed the thing, though. So it is. I mean, my dog, you know my dog Simba.
Yes.
He's on primo food that we get delivered to the house every couple of months.
Yeah, he lives like king, like a king.
That is certainly not $800 a week. If it was.
$750.
Simba would be back to the kibble, that is for sure.
So I've got a story, actually, because I had a pet lizard growing up. Went to the pet store, bought this pet lizard.
Who has a pet lizard?
Me.
What type of lizard? Like a gecko?
It was a bearded dragon. And it grew to be like this big. It was 50 centimetres.
Is that like the water dragons that hang out around our office?
Similar, yeah, but from the desert. So he was like orange.
Of course we had an orange lizard.
I'll show you pictures of him. Anyway, my friend came over and he liked me having a lizard so much that he went home and just found one in his backyard and went, that's my pet now.
Oh.
He was 8 or 9 at the time.
Where did he put the lizard?
He got an enclosure. He got the tank and everything. He was like, oh, I found this. And I went, where'd you get that? Oh, my backyard. That doesn't count.
That does not count.
That is a wild animal that you've got there. Mine is a pet.
Although, if you do want one, there are plenty down the bottom of our office here. I drive past them every day.
Do you?
The water dragons, yeah. So if you're looking to do what Taz's friend did, not that we're condoning it.
No, please don't.
Don't kidnap lizards.
They cost $800 a week to feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, you've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have. This guy took over a couple of times, didn't he?
Oh, you haven't had to sit through every time he wants to do this.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Hey, Taz, have you seen the forecast, mate? The heat's coming.
He thinks that's a funny joke, and he's the only one who finds it funny.
Not even the sunny coast is listening.
Listen, I've got something. I actually came here to compliment this show. Genuinely, this is true. This is a first.
What? While Taz was away, it was good or something?
Nah, this is not at all. This is actually. I want to give Ellie a compliment. Because she told one of the most riveting stories I've ever heard. Like, if this show were to ever peak, I reckon it peaked on Monday afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Get ready for the big old backhand.
No, there's no backhand. This is true. This is 100% true. So Ellie had she woke up feeling a bit sad, and so she talked about... Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So I've actually grabbed a little bit of audio from this story. I want everyone to hear, if you missed it, this is peak Ellie and Taz, about Ellie who recently had a bad morning and what she did to feel better. Just press play for me.
So I woke up and I was like, ugh. I'm not feeling it today. So I cancelled my gym class. So I'm going to take my scooter for a scoot to the beach.
Right.
To scoot under a tree branch. I didn't duck enough. So the tree branch hit me in the head. One of my AirPods in the commotion had fallen out. And then this guy is like, excuse me, can you hold my two dogs? I just need to go and get something from the road. And I'm juggling my e-scooter, still like choking from my helmet falling off.
One ear pod playing Spice Girls in one ear.
So then I'm like, all right, I can't find it. I'm going to go get my coffee and just regroup.
Now, here,
inspiring stuff.
Right? Real intense sort of morning. And the thing is, Chani, and I bring this up openly, like, there's rumours floating around because a bit of mail was on my desk that once the break had ended, which I think went for about 8 minutes, this story.
It was at least six.
It was a long story, but it needed the time to tell it with such beauty like you did.
Correct, yeah.
That apparently once the break had finished, once the break had finished, there's a rumour going around that you turned to your co-host and said, wasn't happy with that, there's still more to that story.
Absolutely.
So I can't go on without knowing the rest of that story. So you've gone for a scoot because you feel a bit crappy, right? She's now...
I get hit in the face with a branch. I lose an AirPod.
And a bloke's got you to hold his dog.
I have to hold two.
I don't know if I'm ready to this to peak further, Taz, to be honest. What did you miss out?
What did you leave out?
We need to know.
So then I went and got my coffee.
Here we go.
Because I needed to decompress.
Drum roll.
From the stress of that incident. still with a missing AirPod, right? And I was balancing my e-scooter with the coffee, and the coffee was really hot. So I decided I had to hold it. From the lid of the coffee.
Yeah.
And the lid came off and I spilt my coffee.
Oh.
And then I had to sit and drink the rest of the coffee so it could cool down because I couldn't carry it. And then I had to go back and traipse up and down and up and down for 45 minutes to try and find the missing AirPod, because Find My AirPod just gives you a range. It doesn't give you a very specific location.
Did you find the AirPod?
Did you find it?
I found it, guys!
Oh, that's boring. No one cares about this.
We peaked on Monday.
I reckon it was better on Monday, not knowing.
I hate you both so much.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Now, judging by our off-air discussions just then, I feel like we should preface this chat by saying, do not take financial advice from us at all.
That was exactly what I was about to say. Good news if you love your cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. It's been around. There's been this term that people have talked about a decade now.
Yeah.
I remember buying some Bitcoin back in 2017. Early days. It felt like it was really dodgy when you were doing it back then.
Yeah.
Made a little bit of cash,
but
do not have any at the moment. However, what's going on with Bitcoin right now?
So today it's reached this all-time high, right, which surpasses the $69,000 US mark, which is like over $100,000 Australian.
For one Bitcoin coin.
Yep.
A singular coin will cost you $100,000.
Yep.
Massive.
Isn't that crazy? I just can't wrap my head around how it works, you know? Like, is it just a thing on a computer that costs $100,000?
People aren't tuning into this show to find out how Bitcoin works. But we do want to talk, because I got out of the Bitcoin game years and years and years ago.
Yeah, so this is the thing, right? Well, you said you bought some.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, am I sitting next to a bloody 100,000 heir?
I think if I did my maths right, I would have about 20 or 30 grand at least.
If you'd kept it.
If I'd kept it.
Oh,
as of right now, it could be even more, actually. It could be more than that. But it's so much money. It's one of those things where you kind of don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
Because you could cry.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
It's like when you had a winning lotto ticket and you've lost the ticket type vibe. Like the poor person.
You didn't keep your receipt and you finally got the McDonald's Monopoly.
Yeah.
You got the third one, but you didn't keep your receipt. Oh, no. Hate it when that happens. I wanted the car.
That is such a sneaky loophole, by the way. Is that really true? You have to keep your receipt of Big Mac that you bought.
I read the TC's once. That was how confident when I thought I was going to win. And you have to keep the receipts.
All right, 545-11919. We want to hear about your near windfalls.
Yeah.
You could have been rich.
Yes.
Through some way or another. Maybe you, like Taz, sold out at Bitcoin when it was worth like 10 bucks.
Yeah. When did you miss out on something? Maybe someone came to you and said, hey, I've got this business.
Mm.
I'm going to start up this pizza chain.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be big. I'm calling it Domino's. What do you think? Let's get in at the ground level. And you didn't. And now you're a laughing stock because you missed out.
Oh, I'd love to hear these stories. 545-11919. And we've got a prize up for grabs as well.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be sending the family to Freestyle Kings. They're live. They're coming to Sunshine Coast Stadium 23rd of March. Get your tickets now. Ticketek.com.au. Ellie's going to bring the drinks. I'm bringing the food. We are hosting the pity party
this
afternoon.
It's pretty much the most exciting party you'll go to all week. Ready? Andrew's in Glasshouse Mountains. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Were you nearly a super rich person?
Well, I was hoping so. I had the entire Michael Jackson LPs, all of his albums.
Yes.
And then one day my wife said to me, we probably never really need those. We'll throw them out. And the very next day, he died.
No way. Oh,
I reckon
Andrew.
I could have been very rich.
Oh my goodness.
How many LPs are we talking at this point?
Oh, I'm not sure. I lost count. They were just the family, you know, old collection family LPs.
Wow.
Every one of them.
I'm sure they're worth more than they were back then when you threw them out. If you'd still had them, Andrew, you'd be sitting on a small fortune, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would be.
Andrew.
What did you say to your partner after you found out the news?
I just looked at her and I gave her the worst stare.
91.9 CFM. Hello, we are Ellie and Taz. If you feel good, drive home. And we're lamenting the fact that we didn't get in Bitcoin. Well, I didn't get in Bitcoin.
Yeah,
you did, Taz, and you got out.
Got out, cut my losses, made a couple of hundred. Dollars, not thousand, like I could have done if I'd stayed in. But yeah, it's hit an all-time record. So instead, we're pulling a pity party for the Sunshine Coast. We're celebrating all the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Well done on that sound effect, by the way. You're loving it. So we're taking your calls, 545-11919, talking about when did you just miss out?
Yeah, let's go to Rachel in Pomona. Did you have a near windfall, Rach?
So this was a few years ago, and I'm still so upset about it. It hurts my heart to this day.
Great.
It was at my old job, and so everyone was sort of putting, they did like a lotto ticket for all of the people at work, and
yes.
I think there was probably like five people that all put in, and me being me, I was like, nah, like, we're not going to win. It's blah, blah, blah. I just couldn't be bothered, whatever.
Was it $10 a week or something? Or
like
$10?
A syndicate.
Yeah.
No, it was just this one ticket, and I think it was going for quite a lot of money.
Oh.
And I was so stupid. I said no. Anyway, they ended up winning $100,000 on this ticket. And I did not put in for it, and I did not win any money.
Right.
And to this day, I kick myself. And when they told me they won, I felt like, I was like, what do I do? Like, obviously, I'm happy for you guys, but I started crying.
Yeah, that would probably be my reaction.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my biggest fear. If, you know, we do a work syndicate every time it jackpots to something big.
Yes.
Our boss sends out a thing saying, hey, who wants to be in the syndicate? You know, give me $10.
Yeah.
And I do it purely out of fear of what's happened
to
Rach.
And now we've heard that
yes.
story exists as well. Next time, Rach, when it does jackpot, you into our syndicate?
Yeah. Do you want to come join?
I would love that. Thank you.
Rach now is like a like, professional gambler because she
yeah.
doesn't want to miss out.
Yeah.
She's entering everything. You got a meat tray raffle. Rach is in.
Prize homes.
They did buy me a bottle of wine. I don't even drink wine, but whatever.
Oh, that's rubbing it in.
Was it a good bottle at least? Was it over $100?
I don't even know what it was, to be honest. I gave it to my mum, so.
Rachel, though, when she does the shopping and then she sees those cars in the middle of the shopping centre, she goes, oh,
yeah,
hello.
I'm going to get in for that one, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rach, thank you for joining us at our pity party. It's been great
thank
to
you.
Have you. See you later, sister.
See ya.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
About to play a brand new game. I came up with this last week while I was on holiday. I did something useful on
good
my
break. Good job. Proud of you, Tazzy.
It's a music-based competition. What we do every day is we call it hitting the post. We'll start playing a song. It'll be playing in behind us. And before they start singing, we go, well, la, la, CFM. And then they'll start off the lyrics, right? Yep. We thought, how cool would it be to give the Sunny Coast an opportunity to do this at the same time? So we're going to play you a song. Let's go to Lucky Line 1. We've got Gabby from Caboolture. Welcome to the show, Gabs.
Hey, how you going?
Hi, hey, Gabby. Good. Have you ever wanted to be a radio announcer?
Oh, God, no. I used to do that at Athletics. It was horrible.
Well, you were like the commentator at the Athletics day.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, you were a fill-in. Well, you're a bit of a fill-in today, Gabby, because this is what we're going to kind of get you to do. We need you to step up to the plate. We're going to start playing a song. We'll then bring it down to silence after 2 or 3 seconds. You just have to sing along in your head. As soon as you think the lyrics start, say now. I'll stop it on my stopwatch, and we'll see how close you get. If you can be within a second either side, you'll score a family pass to Freestyle Kings. Good luck.
Okay.
All right, let's do it, Gabby. Here's your song.
Now.
I've got 6.9 seconds.
6.9 seconds. All right. Anyway. Let's see how long Lizzo plays her instruments until she speaks. That is 6 seconds there.
What?
It's 10 seconds for About Damn Time. That's rude. About Damn Time. Is Lizzo like... yelling at you there? That's rude.
Gabby, thank you so much for playing Hitting the Post. Unfortunately, we got nothing for you, the Savi.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you think you performed better or worse than you did on the Athletics day?
Way worse. I was way better at Athletics.
Kelly and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, I'm thinking maybe I'm going to move to Dubai.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye, I'm off to Dubai.
I need no more info on that story.
You'd be so sad. You'd be at the pity party. You won't go to the pity party by yourself. At least I'm going to be with you at the pity party.
Yeah, that's fine. You can come to the pity party. Come on, Peter piped a pity pepper.
Oh, we're doing this again.
No, I can't do it. No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Don't make me. Don't make me.
Okay. There's an initiative in Dubai that Macca's. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. A peck of pickled pepper, Peter Piper picks. So Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. Which peck of pickled pepper did Peter Piper pick?
It's not a flex. It's not a flex.
I needed to get it out.
But it's not.
I was really uncomfortable going over with the Dubai story without doing it.
I'm looking around. No one's impressed.
I just looked out on Marooji Boulevard. Someone looked up at me from their cars.
It was a car crash.
Dubai.
Yes.
All right. Focus. McDonald's in Dubai have launched an after-dinner initiative.
What?
Right. So what's happening over there, this is the bane of my existence, right? Oh, God, this is going to sound so entitled. You go out for a fancy meal. And
you've lost me.
You eat your, you know, your $50
lobster
tapas.
Gee,
and
must be nice.
Your, you know, and it comes out on the plate and it's a tiny, teensy little morsel.
Mm.
And then you leave and you've spent hundreds of bucks.
Yes.
And you are not full.
I've done this for many... let's just say parties weren't stocked up enough for the number of guests.
Mm.
And you leave and you go, oh,
still
nuggets,
hungry.
Nuggets? Yeah.
Well, Macca's in Dubai now. If you go to a McDonald's and present them with a receipt of a meal that you've spent more than $250 on, then you get yourself a free chicken burger, cheeseburger, or combo meal.
Wow. You have to spend $250 elsewhere, though.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But how good... Macca's isn't benefiting from that. You know, like...
No, they're not.
It's a great campaign.
They're benefiting because of international news that they've
exactly.
made.
Exactly. Ellie
and Taz show talking about them.
Sunshine Coast. Absolutely.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Look, I love my parents to death, right? Yeah. They're the best people in the world.
Yeah.
I love doing all types of things with them.
I met your mum.
You did meet my mum?
Before we went to Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. But there's probably, I'd probably draw the line with this parent-son relationship that I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
Damien Hurley. son of Liz Hurley.
Liz Hurley, that's
you know,
amazing.
She's
oh yes,
she was married to Warnie for a bit.
Yeah,
nearly
yeah, yeah.
married Warnie.
Yep,
actress, beautiful.
Not a name I'd thought about for a long time.
Yeah, she used to be. She used to be a big deal. I mean, she still is. Damien is her son. He's 21 years old, and he has just launched his directorial debut. Right,
yes.
So he's directed a movie, and apparently, all while he was growing up, Liz had said, "Look, when you do your first movie, I'll be in it for you."
Okay.
Nepotism at its finest, am
yeah,
I right?
Yeah.
And so
keep
that's exactly
family.
What's happened, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you the tagline, the description of the movie that Damien's directing.
Okay.
It's a sensual thriller with a devilish twist.
No, no, no. Don't like this.
In this movie, Liz Hurley has a rather raunchy lovemaking scene with another woman. And I've seen pictures from it. It is very full on.
And the director is her son.
The director is her son.
Yeah, that is weird.
Imagine.
That is weird.
My mum and dad being in a movie that I'm directing.
Who wrote the script? I hope it's not the son.
Do that. No, I don't know who wrote the script. I don't want to know. But all I know is I'm not directing a sensual thriller with my parents
Mum,
in it.
I've worked out what part I want you to play.
Ah, yucky.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.